Okay, let's see how this works. Well, put it on my side here just in case. I just don't want to hit it. All right. Good afternoon, everybody. Beautiful day. You know, I was just thinking as I prepared this message how a lot of times what we speak is very revealing. Essentially, it's really what's on our mind. So this has been on my mind for a long time, and I hope it's profitable. But imagine just for the sake of this message that you needed a job badly, and someone offers you a job. Now, the catch is it's labor intensive, it's very hot, it's very humid, but you need the job and they offered you good pay. It's labor, so the man says it'd be from 8 to 6. I think we'll be done by then if I get enough help, and I'm going to pay you $1,000 just for a day. Now some of you probably make that already, but those of us who don't, that's a large chunk of change for one day's work. So you go ahead and say, yes, I'll do the job. So you start working, but as you work, the heat gets to you, and you keep saying, you know, I wish there were more people helping, because then I'd finish sooner and get my $1,000. Well, lo and behold, about 10 or 11 o'clock, a few more people show up. The guy finds some more people. So you feel a little bit more excited, because now you got some help. And two or three hours later, one or two more show up. So you said, we're going, because it's hot, it's humid, but I'm going to get that $1,000. Well, an hour before the job's done, he brought more people, and that speeded things up. So you finish actually at 5 rather than 6. So you finished early, and so you're anticipating that big $1,000 paycheck. So you go there, and you get your paycheck, and it's $1,000. He paid cash. So $1,000. So you're excited and happy. Until you look at the other people, they're all getting paid $1,000. Even the guy that just showed up for an hour got $1,000. Now, does that story sound familiar? If you've read Matthew 20, it probably does. Now, some people have looked at that story as possibly maybe a labor ownership kind of story. But if you read the commentaries, they know it's about salvation. But still, I don't know about you, but my carnal self, if that actually happened, I would have a tinge of being a little upset that the guy worked for an hour, he got $1,000, and I worked a whole day, sweaty, worked hard, and it's a human nature to feel that way. But I did commit to it, right? If it was me, I committed to it. So nothing was wrong about that. So let's read through that story, Matthew 21, verse 16, and bring out some of the points here I think that might be important for us to understand. So Matthew chapter 20, verse 1. This is a parable. Matthew 20, verse 1. That's where we start. And this was Jesus Christ talking. If you have your Bible, it's the red letter edition. It's Jesus Christ's words. For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. Now when he had agreed with the laborers for a denarius a day, I didn't bother to look up what that was, but that's what he agreed, a denarius a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And he went about the third hour and saw others standing idle in the marketplace and said to them, you also go into the vineyard, and whatever is right, I'll give you. So they went. They just needed a job. Again, he went out about the sixth and ninth hour and did the same thing. Found some more people, sent them in. And about the 11th hour, that's before midnight, obviously, he went out and found others standing idle, at least the end of the day for them, and said to them, why have you been standing here idle all day? They said to him, because no one hired us. No one gave us a job. He said to them, you also go into the vineyard and receive, and whatever is right, you will receive. Sounds good. So when the evening had come, the owner of the vineyard said to his steward, Call the laborers and give them their wages, beginning with the last to the first. So when those came who were hired about the 11th hour, that's like at the end of the day, they each received a denarius. Okay, that's what the owner said they could get. They were supposed to get whatever he said they'd get. He gave them what he felt was right. But when the first came, the one who started early, he was saying, good, they're getting a denarius, I'm going to get more. And when they had received it, and when they first came, they supposed that they would receive more, and they likewise received each a denarius, same as the person who just was there for a short time. And when they received it, they complained against the landowner, saying, these last men have worked only 1 hour, and you made them equal to us who have borne the burden, the heat of the day. I don't know if you guys have worked out. I think many of you, if not most, have worked out on a hot, hot day. It's humid. You drink a lot of water. If you're like me and my wife taught me this technique. She would get a wet towel put over your head. She's a very hard worker. I don't know anybody who can outwork her, actually. In the heat of the day, she'd go get drink, put this on, put the towel, get wet, get back out. And, you know, we borne the heat of the day. And these yo-yos, I can't call them yo-yos, these other guys got paid equal to them. They borne the burden and the heat of the day. But he answered one of them, this is Christ, and said, friend, I'm doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for the denarius? Didn't you agree to the paycheck? The amount of pay? Yeah, I did. Well, take what is yours, because I fulfilled my obligation, and go your way. I wish to give to this last man the same as to you. Is it not lawful for me to do what I wish with my own things? Maybe in Christ's time, but today that would be a big union issue, probably. Because we don't think the way Christ does. Or is your eye evil because I am good? So the last will be first, and the first last. For many are called, but few chosen. So the story really is, as you know, about salvation. Some of you have been called for, I don't know, 20, 30? I know there are 40 years here. How many have been to church 40 years? Okay, 40 years. So you've been struggles, ups and downs, different congregations, different challenges. And from the story, it indicates that some people are just going to, you see the heavens opening, and they say, you know, I repent. Good, you're in. And you go, oh, wait a minute. We worked. You know what we went through? Of course, I'm hoping we don't have that attitude, but there is a, Christ must have talked about this for a reason, that there'll be some resentment about that. And he's essentially saying, what I have the right to do is what I'm going to do, and I have that right to do. So you're born in the heat of the day, but you're getting your reward, eternal life. The point I'm making here is this can cause us to develop resentment and bitterness. And you might say, no, not me. I'm all for everybody gets saved. Are you really? I hope so. But let me give you a couple examples where you might want to think twice. I'm not trying to change your mind. I hope we all are excited about everybody getting saved. I mean, because that's what we say, right? So let me give you an example of someone that might almost change your mind about how free you are and excited others will get saved. Let's go to the example of King Manasseh. 2 Chronicles chapter 33. He has, in my mind, and I think a few people would disagree, the reputation is probably one of the most evil kings of Israel, Manasseh. His father was Hezekiah, and when Hezekiah died, Manasseh, who was 12, he became the king. He reigned 55 years in Jerusalem. Now, here's his resume. I'm not going to read the whole thing because I'll let you read 2 Chronicles 33. But I'm going to pick some highlights of his life. Verse 2 of 2 Chronicles 33, it says, but he did evil in the sight of the Lord according to the abominations of the nations whom the Lord had cast out before the children of Israel. Evil in the sight of the Lord. the abominations of the nations whom the Lord had cast out before the children of Israel. He did some bad things. So verse 3, he rebuilt high places. He built altars for the host of heaven, which of course you're not supposed to do. And verse 6, this is how bad this guy was. And he also caused his sons to pass through the fire in the valley of Son of Hinnom. You know what that means? Is he sacrificed his children in fire. Not a nice guy. He practiced soothsaying, used witchcraft.